Chapter 1. Selena. Have you ever felt like you can never escape? Have you ever felt like there is no one there for you? Have you ever felt like the whole world is against you, and you just want to get away and be free? Have you ever felt that you can never be loved or cherished? That's my life. I feel all of these things. You can't change what fate has in store for you, but sometimes I wish I could just be free and live my own life. I haven't been able to do that for a total of 9 years. My mother and father died when I was 7. I was abandoned and left with my godforsaken pack. I had no regrets when my mother and father died. I spent every second of every day with them, and they never argued. We didn't have any major fights, and we all loved each other so much. I didn't think my parents had any regrets either. I think they made the mistake of leaving me alone, though. You're probably wondering why I'm blaming it on them, aren't you? Well, I don't. I blame my pack for being worthless, unfair, stupid, and plain right mean. Childish, I know, but true. Down to the last detail. Every beating, every bruise, every broken bone, and every possible evidence of them abusing me supports that horrid theory. Ever since my parents died, I've been like a slave to the people I call my pack. I cook, wash, clean, organize, and pretty much do everything for them. They throw away money like it's no big deal, and they don't spare a second glance to anyone who's lower than them. Someone like me. All the wolves in my pack are gorgeous, with either brown or blonde fur, and have a mix of either blue, green, brown, or almost black eyes. Having plain blue or green eyes is rare. They have slim or muscular bodies, and have the perfect height just to be much taller than humans. Unfortunately, that beauty is tainted by their bitter egos and cold hearts. My parents were like the pack looks-wise, but not personality-wise. My parents were kind and thoughtful, always putting others before themselves. They never should have been in this pack in the first place. The funny thing is, I look nothing like my parents, or anyone in the pack, for that matter. Instead of blonde or brown hair, mine is pitch black, pin straight, and comes down to just below my shoulders. My eyes are a shining gold that lost its shine many years ago, so now it looks like a light shade of mud. My lips are almost red, and, strangely, my skin is pale. I'm not sure why. Werewolves usually have beautifully tanned skin. I'm also a bit shorter than everyone else, but I still have that slim body that anyone would die for. In my parents' opinion, being different is what makes you special. What makes you special is what makes you unique. I've never believed it, though. All it has ever done was got me teased and pushed around for being different and unique. It has always been like that. Even with my parents, they always said the pack was just jealous of my obvious beauty, one that I am oblivious to. Another thing, when I turned 16, I made sure I was far away from the pack house, almost on the borders of our territory. The reason? I was shifting. I didn't want to give everyone the satisfaction of seeing me in pain and watching my every bone break after the other. I can honestly say that it is the most painful thing you will ever experience in your life. When I shifted, I discovered that my wolf was snow white. Not one trace of color other than white covered me. I was astounded. I had never seen a white wolf. Even my mother's and my father's wolves were brown and blonde, respectively. They told me that when I shifted to never show anyone my wolf, unless they have my full trust. Nobody has. I don't know what it means to have a pure white wolf, but I know that I'm different yet again. This time, in a way, I thought I could somehow fit into my pack. I thought wrong.